Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Zayin, and we have 5 lines from the top of daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. So yesterday we began the final stretch of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, the sugyas that deal with the halachos of taruvos. And as you would expect, the sugya begins dealing with taruvos of Yayin Nesach and a davar mutter. And the Mishnah said that Yayin Nesach, Shenafal Agabi Anovim, for example, if Yayin Nesach falls on top of grapes, Yadichin, all you have to do is wash the grapes, and they're going to be mutter. If there are cracks inside the grapes, so now there's a concern that the Yayin Nesach penetrated the grapes, it's a little bit more complicated. The halacha is it's going to be yosin. The Mishnah discussed what would be if it's te'enim, or if it's tamarim, and then the Mishnah said, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Sheb Bahanosoi Benoisen Tam Aser, Kol She'im Bahanosoi Benoisen Tam Mutter. That when is it that Yayin Nesach is going to make something that it's nisariv with aser? That's if it's noising tam, and the way Rashi explains, and really the Gemara explains, noising tam l'shvach. If, however, it's noising tam l'fgam, it makes the thing that it's contributing taste to taste worse. Over there, the halach is noising tam l'fgam is going to be mutter. Is there an idea of bittel? Meaning, do you say that any time Yayin Nesach it falls into a taruvos, it's automatically going to be a problem, or maybe not? Like the Mishnah seems to imply it has to be nice in time. So really, to understand it a little bit better, we spoke out yesterday the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says that it depends. If Yayin Nesach is Nisariv Min B'minoi, over there the halach is going to be, even if it's not nice in time, even B'mashu, the halach is, it's going to answer. When is it true, the halach of the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shebahanase B'nois in Tam Aser, which implies that the only time Yayin Nesach creates issues in the taruvas if it physically is nice and tam, that's if it's nisarim min b'she'enu minay. For example, like the case of the Mishnah, where the Yayin Nesach was nafal agabi anovim, agabi tamarim, agabi te'enim, agabi chitin, grisin. These are all things that are not the same min as the Yayin. Over there, the halach is nice and tam. If, however, the Yayin Nesach would fall into a taruvas that's min b'minay, it'd be Yayin and Yayin. Over there, the halach is that even if it's not nice and tam, even the mashu, the Yayin Nesach, would be an issue. How do you define min? How do you define amen? You know, so we saw yesterday, very important Gemara, Machloikis, Abaye Verava. Abaye held Zilbasa Taima, that a min is defined based on the way it tastes. So two things that are Nisarif, if they taste the same, it's considered min b'mino. If they don't taste the same, it's considered min b'she'enei mino. So Yayin Nesach falls into something that tastes like Yayin Nesach, the halach is, it's going to be a min b'minay, it's going to be b'mashu. If it tastes like something else, it's going to be min b'she'enei minay. Rava said, you don't go basar taima, but rather zil basar shma. We don't care what it tastes like, but what we care is what people refer to it as. So two things that are referred to as the same thing, such as chalo de chamra and chalo de shichra, vinegar that comes from wine or vinegar that comes from beer, even though they taste differently, but being that both referred to as vinegar, that would be enough for it to be considered min b'mino. Either way, we have another very important daf, another daf which is mikra mu'et v'halachos merubos. That's a short daf, but it's a packed daf specifically related to the sugyas of taruv. Zok de Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Zeh HaKlal Kol Sheb Bahanaseh B'nois and Tam. Anytime the Yayin Nesach is nois and tam l'shvach, as opposed to Nois and Tam Lufgam, the halach is, it's going to aser the taruvas. And again, it's dafka where it's min b'she'in amino, because if it's min b'mino, even if it's not Nois and Tam, even the mashu, the Yayin Nesach already is going to create problems. Om Rabbi Yehuda Amash, Shmuel Hachi Hilchas. The halach is like the Zeh HaKlal. Now at first glance, you're going to ask, nobody argued in the Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah, why do we need Shmuel's help? Why did Shmuel have to tell us Hachi Hilchas? You learn a Mishnah, if nobody argues, you assume the halach is like the Mishnah. The answer is, because we're going to see on Amud Beis, that really it's a machlokes tanon. Not everybody agrees that nois and tam lefgam is mutter. Everyone knows nois and tam lefgam is mutter, because that's the halacha. But in the tanoim level, there is a Tana, it's Ramei Yeshita, who holds a nois and tam lefgam is aser. So by Shmuel saying, kol shebahanase benois and tam, and nois and tam leshvach only, as opposed to nois and tam lefgam, essentially what Shmuel saying is the halacha is not like Ramei, the halacha is like we expected the halacha to be, and that is a nois and tam lefgam is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, not the halacha, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel regarding our sugya. Lo yishanu el shenafal l'toich grisin roischin. The Mishnah gave an example of something that's considered einoi noisen tam, or noisen tam lefgam. An example of where Yayin Nesach falls on top of something, even though it's noisen tam, But being that it's lifgam, the halach is that it's going to be mutter. What was the example of it? Kigoin chaymetz, vinegar, shenof, like gabi grisin, that falls on top of beans. When chaymetz falls on beans, it's nice and tam, but it's nice and tam lifgam. If it's nice and tam lifgam, the halach is it's going to be mutter. So Shmuel said that's only true if it fell on grisin roischin. It fell on beans that were very, very hot. That's when the mitzias is that the chaymetz is nice and tam lifgam. Avnof, the grisin soydin. If, however, the ayinesach falls on grisin, but not hot greasing, but cold greasing. The hersichon, and afterwards they were heated. Nasa kamisha shbiach l'vasayif pagam va'aser. It's going to be aser. So the only time the metzias is that wine that falls on greasing is nois and tam lefgam. That's if the greasing are hot. They're roischa, they're boiling hot. If, however, they're cold, then the halach is it's not nois and tam lefgam. It's nois and tam leshvach. Shtosuch the shaylo. What would be if yayin nesach falls on top of greasing tzoynenim? Right now it's nois and tam leshvach, and then afterwards you cook the greasing, you heated them up. So now the greasing suddenly became hot, so that it turns out, huver hadavar, that the yayin nesech is not being nois and tam l'shvach, it's actually being nois and tam l'fgam. What would be the halacha over there? Do you say right now it's nois and tam l'fgam, because right now the greasing are roischin, so right now it's going to be mutter, or do you look at Basar Me'ikara? You look at what happened when the yayin was originally Nesariv together with the grisin. And being that at that point the grisin was Tzoynenin, so at that point it was Nois and Tam L'Shvach, maybe it's going to be Yasa. That was the second halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that the only time it's true in the Mishnah that yayin al gabi grisin is mutter because it's Nois and Tam L'Fgam is if it fell Me'ikara into grisin Roischin. But if it fell on grisin Tzoynenin and afterwards it was heated up, then it's like Hishbiach, it's like a Dover Aser, that was nois and tam l'shvach, ula b'soyf pagam, and then afterwards it was nois and tam l'fgam, v'aser, and it's going to be aser. The Rishonim butcher, why is it kemisha hishbiach ula b'soyf pagam? It is hishbiach ula b'soyf pagam. Kemi sounds like, really it's not. It's just like it. It's not like it. It is. This is the real thing. Either way, the Chenki Yosef, Rav and Rabbi Barachana, Rabbi Yechon. When Ravin came, he said he heard from Rabbi Barachana, who heard from Rabbi Yechon in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yishon, Ol Shon, Ovel Teich, Gris and Reischen. Same thing, that the only time it's true in the Mishnah is if the Yai Nesach fell into Gris and Reischen. I will not follow Teich, Gris and Seinen. If it fell into Gris and Seinen, they were Sichon, and afterwards the Gris and Seinen were heated up. Nasek, Mishan, Shpiach, Udub, Seif, Pog, and Ba'aser. The Chenki Yosef, Rav Dimi, who also lived in Bavel, learned in Eretz Yisrael, came back to Bavel and reported different halachos from Yechanan. He heard the same thing. Either way, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Ravin and Rav Dimi both said in the name of Rav Yechanan, the same halacha, that something that's likatchila nois and tam l'shvach, and then you do something that makes it now be nois and tam l'fgam, we go basa meikara, hishpiach l'basoif pagam, is going to be aser. Says the Gemara. By the way, the kacha you oisin, just a raya that to put yayin into Greece and tzoynenin is a good thing because that's what they used to do, Erev Shabbos and Tzipori, when they used to prepare for Shabbos. This was something that was a staple on their menu. It was always there. V'kayu noisa shechlayin, and now you know the rest of the story. Shechlayin, what we refer to as kress, which is mentioned throughout Shas, that was shechlayin. Who used to make shechlayin? They used to make it in Tzipori, and what they used to do is they would take yayin, not yayin nesach, obviously, kosher wine, and they would mix it together with grisin, because it's nice and tam l'shvach. The Mishnah said it's nice and tam l'fkan. The Mishnah's talking about where it was roisch. But if it's tzoynin, and it's actually a good thing. Amrei shlokish, another halacha. Nice and tam l'fkan she'amru, when we say nice and tam l'fkan is mutter, loy she'yomru, it doesn't mean that it's going to be mutter, Dafka, where kedera zu chaserim melech, yesera melech. Chasera tavlin, yesera tavlin. Ela kol she'en chasera klo. Ve'eno necheles mipnei zeh, it's in that case that you have the halacha, that nois and tam lefkam is going to be mot. In other words, the Gemara is discussing what would be if a dover aser was nesariv with a dover mutter. Let's stick to the case of our Mishnah. Yayin nesach was nesariv with grisin. So the halacha is, it's a nois and tam lefgam, and because it's a nois and tam lefgam, it's going to be mutter. But what would be if a dover aser was nesariv with a dover mutter? It's nois and tam lefgam. But you can argue that the reason it's nois and tam lefgam is because this taruvos doesn't have salt. This taruvos doesn't have pepper. This taruvos is missing some ingredients that usually would make this thing taste good. And it's actually possible that if you would add salt, you would add pepper, you would add garlic, you would add whatever ingredients you need to add, it could be, it would taste good. And the dover aser would not be nois and tam lefgam. So there's mukum to be toila that the reason right now the dover aser was nois and tam lefgam is because this taruvos is missing other things as well. However, if the taruvos was not missing other things, maybe it'd be nois and tam lefgam. So right now the metzias is it's nois and tam lefgam. However, there's makom to be toivah that had you added ingredients to this taruvos, maybe over there it would be nois and tam lefgam. That's the shaila. Is that viewed as a nois and tam lefgam, being that at the end of the day it's nois and tam lefgam? Or maybe no. Maybe we have to be toil lahachmer, and we have to say that there could be the reason it's nois and tam lefgam is because it's missing some important ingredients. If they'll be added later, or had they been here, it would no longer be nois and tam lefgam. Maybe you're not going to have the heter of nois and tam lefgam as mutter. So the Gemara brings two lishoynes, both in the name of Reish Lakish, what the halacha would be. Two conflicting lishoynes. Reish Lakish said, nois and tam lefgam shomer, when we say nois and tam lefgam is mutter, loy sheyomer, it's not true in a case where people say, kidei retzu chaseir melach, yaseir melach, chaseir tavlin, yaseir tavlin, there's too much spices, too little spices. In those cases, you don't say nois and tam lefgam is mutter. Elo, kol she'in chaseir klo, ve'in in echeles b'pneiseth. The only time you say nois and tam lefgam is mutter is where the tavshel's not missing anything. All it has now is this taruvis, and it's only a result of this taruvis that this tavshel doesn't taste good. It's dafka b'kahai gavna that we say nois and tam lefgam is mutter. Otherwise, if it's missing something else, we're going to be toila lahachmir, and we're not going to just say that this thing that was nesarif was nois and tam lefgam, and therefore is mutter. Ikedar mi son said just the opposite. Omri shlokish nois and tam lefgam sha'amru ein oimrim kedei rezuch haseir melech haseir melech haseir tam yaseir tavlin elahashtam yapagma. No, we don't say that. Meaning we're toila lahakel regardless. So whether or not, if something is nois and tam lefgam, but there are other circumstances that you could be toila in terms of why it's being nois and tam lefgam. And you can argue that if everything was perfect, maybe it wouldn't be nois and tam lefgam. Do you still have the hat in nois and tam lefgam or not? So there's two lashonis in Reish Lakish. One lashon, he said, yotayla hachmer. The other lashon, he said, yotayla lahakil. We're going to get back to this in a moment. Talk to Gemara. And this next Gemara is a classic. Om Rabavo, Om Rabbi Yechanan, kol shetamoy umamashoy. Awesome. Anytime you have a taruvos, and the taruvos has in it, by definition, a dovera aser and a dovera mutter. The dovera aser is tamoy umamashoy, meaning the Dovera Aser is contributing taste into this taruvos. Not only is it contributing taste, but there's mamasha. There's a physical aspect of this Dovera Aser, something that you could touch, something that you could feel. So you don't only have the tam of the Dovera Aser in this taruvos, you have mamasha of the Dovera Aser in the taruvos as well. Said Rabbi Yochanan, loikin olav, you get malchus if you eat it. V'zeu kizayis b'chtei achilas pras. Stating that, the only time you get malchus is if you eat a kizayis b'chtei achilas pras. Tamoy v'loy mamashoy. If, however, somebody has a taruvos, the taruvos has in it a dovera aser and a dovera mutter, but the dovera aser doesn't have any mamish of the dovera aser. There's nothing physical and tangible of the dovera aser inside the taruvos. All you have is something that tastes like the Dovera Aser. There the halacha is Aser, it's true. You're not going to be able to eat it, said Rabbi Yochanan. However, at the same time, the Ein Loikin Olav, you're not going to get malchus. What does this mean? We'll see in a minute. Ve'im Riba, if, however, this Dovera Aser is tamoy, it's contributing tam, or it's even mamoshoy, but at the same time, it's riba tam lefgam, the tam that it's giving is lefgam, meaning it's a nois and tam lefgam, mutter, the halach is, it's going to be mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling the yesoidus of how you understand Hilchas Taruvos, and really these four lines is the starting point when you learn Hilchas Taruvos. If you have a taruvos of a dover aser and a dover mutter, if it's tamay umamoshoy of the dover aser, the taruvus is aser, you get malchus as long as you eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. If you have tamoy v'loy mamashoy, in that case it's also going to be aser. However, ve'en loikin olav, you're not going to get malchus. Stating that, even though there's an idea, Rabbi Yochanan says, of a tam of a dover or aser creating iser, if it's reaper, tam lefgam, if it's adding tam lefgam, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara first makes a diak. V'lema im nosan tam lefgam mutter. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say im reaper tam lefgam? Isn't it noisan tam lefgam? Reba tam says the Gemara, it's a subtle diik, but Hakamash Blon is actually a big chiddish. The Avagav the Ikim Iliach Renais of the Pogma. Even though there is something else that's being nice and Tam Lefgam as well, it doesn't matter. If this Dover Aser right now is being nice and Tam Lefgam, I don't care if there's another reason that right now it's Pogma. It's missing salt, or there's too much salt, or it's missing Tavlin, or there's too much Tavlin. It doesn't matter. As long as this in and of itself is contributing the Tam, not the Shvach, that makes the Taruvas be Mutter. What's the point? What's the punchline? The Hilchas like the Lishon of Asur Reish Lakish. The Halachas like the Lishon of Asur Reish Lakish. We just had two Lishonis in understanding Shittas Reish Lakish. Whether a nice and Tam Lefgam is mutter only when this is the only thing that's being nois and tam lefgam, or whether we always say nois and tam lefgam is mutter, even if there's something else that maybe is contributing to the fact that's nois and tam lefgam, so much so that you could be toilo that if there was enough salt, then maybe it would have been nice in time of Kamer. Rish Lakish was Amri Lahai Gisa, Amri Lahidach Gisa. Rabbi Yochanan's Lashon of Riba Tam Lefkam is coming to say that even if there's other things, as long as this is contributing to the Tam Lefkam, with Toilah Lekula, this is enough for it to be Motis. We'll get back to Rabbi Yochanan's Memru, but first we'll finish it off. Amr Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Medivrei Kulon, from all the aforementioned Amoirah. Who are the aforementioned Amoirah? So Rashi says, Rav Yehuda, V'Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, V'Rabdimi, V'Reish Lokish, V'Rabba Vok. The Amoirah that were mentioned on Amud Aleph that discussed the halacha of Yayin Nesach Shenofa L'Toich Grisen, that the Mishnah said that being that it's nice in time of Kam, it's going to be mutter. But they all said that's all true if when it fell into the Grisen were Roisken. But if the Yayin Nesach fell into Grisen, Tzoylinin, V'Achakach Yersichan, afterwards the Grisen were heated up, over there you're not going to have the halacha of nice in time of Kam. But what do you see from all those Amoirah that they paskin, like the Stam Mishnah, they all paskin that nice in time of Kam is mutter? Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi, there was a whole list of Amoirah that contributed to that memra. And as a result, these are all Amoirah that we now know were of the opinion that Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter. From Rabbi Bo, you see it as well. Because what Rabbi Bo said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabbi Bo set down the cornerstone of the sugya of Tam Keikar, of Hilchas Taruvos, so he said clearly, Vim Riba Tam Lefkam Mutter. So says Rashi from Rabbi Yehuda, from Rabbi Bar Bachana, who said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, from Rav Dimi, who heard it also in Eretz Yisrael, from Reish Lakish, would you see Reish Lakish said Nois and Tam Lefkam Mutter? Because that was his whole Shiloh. What if it's the only thing that's Nois and Tam Lefkam? Or it's not the only thing that's Nois and Tam Lefkam? For Rabbi Vo, who said in Vim Riva Tam Lefkam Mutter, all these Amayram were clearly of the opinion that Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter. So Abaye heard Rav Kahana say this. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, first of all, Bishloim Amikulu Lachi. I agree with what you're saying in terms of all the Amayram, Elder Reish Lakish, but would you see Reish Lakish chose Nois and Tam Lefkam Mutter? Amru Kam. What Reish Lakish was saying was, according to the man Nama that holds, what would be if this is not the only thing that's contributing to the Fkam? What if there's other factors that are contributing to the Fkam? Do you still say Nois and Tam Lefkam Mutter? Do you not say Nois and Tam Lefkam Mutter? But the point is, he can't tell me Reish Lakish holds necessarily Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter, because you can argue Vilele Sfirle. Maybe he himself doesn't hold that way. But one thing the Gemara makes as an obvious dick, I thought everybody holds Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter. The Gemara is making a big deal. Midivrei Kulon, and Rashi tells us exactly who they are. Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rav Dimi, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Avo. You have five G'dayle Amirom who all held that Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter. Clearly the Gemara knows that there must be a man d'Amar that holds Nois and Tam Lefkam is Asa. Because otherwise this wouldn't be newsworthy. From the fact that this is making headlines is a raya that on some level there's a chiddush over here. Fake the Gemara, every child knows Nois and Tam Lefkam, or should know, is us, is Mutter. So who then is this man da'amar? Michlal de'ikil man da'amar, nois and tam lefkam, aser? The Gemara says, yeah, of course, vatanya, it's a braiso, benichusa, echad nois and tam lefkam, ve'echad nois and tam leshvach, aser, divrei Rav Meir, Rav Shimon oimer, it's Rav Shimon that says, leshvach, aser, ulefkam, Mutter. This is Shittas Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, even nois and tam lefkam, is going to be aser. My time in the Rav Meir, what's Pshana Rav Meir? Zok the Gemara, gomer migu'li oiv de kechavim. Rav Meir learned it from gi'ulei oiv de kechavim. And Parshas Matos, after the Yidden fought against Midian, so they came home with a lot of stuff. And one of the things they took home with them was Kalim that the Goyim used to use to cook. And the Torah says that the Yidden are going to have to go take these pots, and they're going to have to kasher these pots. Freit Rav Meir, Giulei Oiv D'Kechavim, La Nois and Tam Lefkam, why do you have to kasher pots? Because the Goyim previously used it to cook food. And any food that the Goyim used to cook in their pots creates problems. Number one, you have Bishalakum. That in itself creates blias. But besides, all the treifas and all the Dvar Masurim that the Goyim cooked inside their pots creates problems. So if Yid is now going to use the pot, so the Yid is going to cook food now. Blias are going to come from the walls of the pot. They're going to enter the food that the Yid is cooking. And you can have now a tam. Zolzayn tam loyfaloy mamoshe maybe, but you're going to for sure have time right now of a dover aser. If you have time of a dover aser, you have a problem. But Freik Rav Meir, that time that's coming from the doifin hakidera into the food, is that nois and tam l'shvach? Or is that nois and tam l'fkam? Rav Meir said it's nois and tam l'fkam. V'asa rachmana. And still the Torah said you have to kasher the kelim. So Rav Meir says it's a parish in the Torah, parish is matis, that nois and tam l'fkam is aser. So achon nami loishna. Just like by Geulei Yaakum, you see nois and tam l'fkam is aser. So Rav Meir says, let's cut and paste, apply that formula throughout Hilchas Taruvos. That just because something's nois and tam l'fkam, it doesn't mean it's mutter. If I care, it's going to be aser. So what are all these other Amayram going to hold? Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Bar Bachana and Rav Dimi and Reish Lakish and Rabbi Avoh and our whole sugya, all the Amayram Rishonim and our sugi that are all getting involved in the weeds of Nois and Tamlev Kam Mutar. Clearly, they're of the opinion, like the Gemara was Medayek, that Nois and Tamlev Kam is Mutar. I Gula Yakum, the Gemara says, Rav Huna Breid Rav Chia, Dom Rav Huna Breid Rav Chia, Leosra Torah El Kedera Bas Yoima. The only time it's true that you're not allowed to use a pot that was used to cook something that's not kosher is if you use it within 24 hours from when that food was cooked. But if you use it after 24 hours, it's going to be mutter. And you know why? For 24 hours, it's us. And after 24 hours, it's mutter. Because for the first 24 hours, we assume it's still nois and tam l'shvach. If it's nois and tam l'shvach, it's us. After 24 hours, it's mutter. Because at that point, we assume it's nois and tam l'fkam. Time is Reb Shimon, and really all these amirah, everyone that holds nois and tam l'fkam is mutter. It's true, there was a parish of Gula Yaakov. And from Gula Yaakov, you see there's an idea of bliyas. But you know when there was an issue? It was only for the first 24 hours. These were kederes bas yoimas you had to be worried about. But Erech Hanami, had we known for sure these pots weren't used for 24 hours. Stam Kalim and Aloch is usually presumed to not be a Bas Yoyma. That's a big cooler when you learn Sugis of Taruvas. You have to know each individual case, but had we known for sure that these were not Bas Yoyma, Zan Chanami, really Midday Raisa, there would be no din to go and have to kasher it, because it would be Nois and Tam Lefkam. So a mayor held from Gula Yaakov, you see Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter. Tainas Rav Shimon, the Tainus Rav Kahan, the Tainus, all these Amirah, it's not Muchach. The reason it's not Muchach is because maybe we were discussing Kalim that were Nois and Tam L'Shvach. Because for the first 24 hours, it's Nois and Tam L'Shvach. Afterwards, it's Nois and Tam L'Shvach. That was Rav Meir hold. He held Kedera Bas Yoyim and Ami Yef Shloi Pogma Purta. He agreed that for the first 24 hours, it's different, and maybe it's Nois and Tam L'Shvach, but it's also a little bit Nois and Tam L'Fkam. And Rav Meir held that something that's even a little bit Nois and Tam L'Fkam is already Nois and Tam L'Fkam, and still you see you have to kasher it, so that's a raya that Nois and Tam L'Fkam is going to be aser. Shimon holds, no, don't compare something that's Pogum Purta to something that's really Pogum. Pogum Purta, that's still considered Nois and Tam L'Shvach. That's why they had a kasher, a Kedera Bas Yoyim, for the first 24 hours. But afterwards, where it's Mamish, Nois and Tam L'Fkam, in that case, it's going to be Mutter. So we have Rav Meir's Makar. How does Rav Meir hold Nois and Tam L'Fkam is Aser Gomar Migi'ule Oivdei Koichav, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon that holds Nois and Tam L'Fkam is Mutter. What's his Makar? That Nois and Tam L'Fkam is Mutter. My time at the time, we went from the following Bryce, L'Seichel Kol Nevelo, Nalad I Nevelo. What do you do with Nevelo? L'ger Asher B'Sharecho. You give it leger asher b'sharecha. So the treifa you give to the dog, lekelav tashlicha noisay. The nevela you give to the ger asher b'sharecha, also known as the ger toshav. Sounds familiar. Kolaruya leger says the brayso kruya nevela. Anything that's ruya leger is called nevela. But you ain't ruya leger, ain't kruya nevela. The brayso says a very big drasha. Being that the Torah says that, what do you do with the nevela? You give it to the ger. You see from here that a nevela has to be roy lachila. And if it's not roy lachila, it's not called nevela. This teaches me now the halacha that anytime the davar aser is pogum or it's poigame in a taruvos, it's considered an eneru leger. If it's eneru leger, it's enekri nevela. If it's enekri nevela, it's for that reason, it's going to be mutav. Rav Meir, what does Rav Meir do with that drasha? What's that drasha of kalaru leger, kri nevela, she'enru leger, enekri nevela? If it's not coming to teach me the halacha of nois and tam lefkam, because Rav Meir holds nois and tam lefkam is also, what is it coming to teach me? Zakhti gemar lamute srucha meikar. It's coming to be manayit, an animal that was never roil in a vela. It was a srucha meikar. Rashi says it was a mukashchin mechayim. While it was alive, it was already a mukashchin. That is nismait. That doesn't have nevela. But something that was a kosher animal, now it's in a kedera for 24 hours, or because it was nisarev, it fell on greasin, whatever the point is, it was nisarev with a dove mutter in a way where it's nice, and that doesn't make it ain't a royal in a veil, ain't a royal agar. Ain't a royal agar means it was never royal agar. Reb Shimon says, no, I disagree with you, because srucha mei korolei tzricha meyuta. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that an animal that was a mukashchin, that was never royal achilas mutter, because midday raisa afra ba'almahu. Midday raisa, it's poshet that would be mutter. You look at it as afra ba'almah. If it's afra ba'almah, there's no tzad it would be yasa. If there's a drosha of royal agar, means it's coming to teach me even something that's really a meichel. It was once upon a time something that was ru'uy l'achila, something happened later, such as it's in the taruvis where it's now nois and tam l'fkam. Thus, you see, it's ain't a ru'uy l'ger, ain't a kru'uy nevela, that's the makar, to nois and tam l'fkam is going to be mutter. Either way, exhale. So we have over here a very important gemara. The sugya of nois and tam l'fkam, mutter, aser, where does it come in? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a makar. Zeh klal. Kol she'ban nasi b'nois and tam aser. Kol she'ein ban nasi b'nois and tam mutter. Kigoyin choymet she'nafal agabi grisin. And choymet she'nafal agabi grisin is an example of a nois and tam l'fkam. What emerged from this gemara is that even though there were so many amirahim that hold nois and tam l'fkam is mutter. Rav Yehuda and Rav Bar Bar Chana and Rav Dimi and Rish Lakish Rav Avol. Really, it's a machlokes tanoch. It's a machlokes from Meir Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds leisa tam of kam is mutter. That's the pashtus in our Mishnah, and that's how we paskin. However, Reb Meir holds leisa tam of kam is maser. My time of the Reb Meir, the leisa tam of kam is aser. Gomer miguli yevdi kechaver. My time of the Reb Shimon that holds leisa tam of kam is mutter. He learns it from a drasha. Leisoichul kol nevelo. What do you do with the nevelo? Lager asher b'sharecha titnena kol aruya lager kri nevelo she'ein ruuya lager. Ein kruya nevela. What's the definition of nois and tam lefgam? So that this sugya is an important modern welcome as well. What if there's other factors that are contributing to the pgam? So there were two lashonis in Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yechanan's memra. There was a riot to one of the lashonis. What if it's pugma purta? It sounds like pugma purta maybe would be considered nois and tam leshvach, because every kneirah basiyoyim the Gemara Tainas, which we know is nois and tam leshvach, is really pogma portas. If it's a lot of yisoydas, again, it's mikra muad, v'alochis merubois, it's a short daf, less than 25 minutes, but there's a lot going on over here in terms of really understanding what's going on in this daf. But really, so this is the second daf already in a series of daf that discuss the halachas of taruvos. I think it's kedai to just take a step back and just understand a little bit of the principles of what it is we're learning, and we'll tie in a little bit of raid that relates to today's daf and that relates to yesterday's daf. So the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph onto Samach Zayin Amud Beis brought the memra from Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Kol shetamoy umamashoy loikin olav v'zeu kizayis b'chei achilas pras. Tamoy v'loy mamashoy osur ve. This is the memra that introduces the laws of taruv. So we know that midday raisa, we go basarayf, which would mean that if you had a taruvos of iser and heter, you don't know where the iser is, where the heter is, or for our sugya, the taruvos is lach balach, so the two things actually became one. But this taruvos that you have in front of you consists of two components. One is also, one is mutter. Really, you would think you should go basarayv. Achi Rabba Mahatois teaches me bitl barayv that anytime you have a taruvos of isa the heter, if roiv the taruvos is isa, it's going to be awesome. If roiv the taruvos is heter, it's going to be mutter. Stating that, Rabbi Yechon came, Rabbi Yechon said halacha, that anytime the taruvos is made up of roiv heter and miyot iser, but you can taste the iser inside the taruvas, that's enough for the taruvas to be aser. The chiddush is that you don't say roiv, even though technically roiv of the taruvas is mutter, but being that you have tam of the dover or aser inside the taruvas, the halacha is it's going to be mutter. Now, do you get malchus if you eat this taruvas? Rabbi Yechon said it depends. If it's tamoy umamosha, if there's some mamoshas over here, then the halacha is it's going to be Osir, and you're going to get malchus. If there's tamoy, v'loy mamasha, if there's no mamashas over here, then the halacha is that you're not going to get malchus. But hamia, if there's going to be tam inside this taruvus, then the halacha is that it's automatically going to be osir, even though there's roif hatter. And that's the chiddush. This is what's known throughout Shas as tam ke'ikar. That even though in this taruvus all you have is tam, such as in Rabbi Yochanan's second case of tamoy, v'loy mamasha, but tam is ke'ikar, and it says that if the Dover Hamuit is contributing tam, it's being nice in tam, the halach is that it's still going to be awesome. Now, what's the chiluk between Tamay Uma Moshe and Tamay Velay Ma Moshe? So if you take a look at the Tab Rashi and the long Tosfos over here, big machlokes rishonim, how you define it. So we're going to punt for right now. But the point is, this Tamay Uma Moshe, this Tamay Velay Ma Moshe, it doesn't matter if there's Ma Moshe or there's not Ma Moshe. Regardless, as long as the Dover Asr is contributing tam, and for right now, what we need to just know is that even though it's a davar miut, the fact that it's nois and tam says that you don't say bitul b'roi. How do you know if it's nois and tam or not? So if you go through the sugyas and masechtas chulin with the rishayim and the shulchan aruch and the chastaruvas, so there's two ways to do it. Either you can give it to a guy, but it has to be masech lefei tumay, it has to be somebody that you can trust. Or if there is no guy, then you're mesha'er. And the shiur that the Chachamim gave that we can run with to know whether something's nice and tam, in almost every single taruvus is shishur. There are exceptions to the rule, but almost always it's shishur. So if you have 60 times het to connect the iser, then you could assume that it's not being nice and tam. If you have 60 times het, if you have less than 60 times, then you could assume it's nice and tam. So the idea of bitul b'shishur comes from Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. But again, this is something that's mentioned in other places in Shas, and it's what we know as tam ke'ik. Rabbi Yochanan said that if it's tamoy umamashoy, aser v'loikinov. If it's tamoy v'loy mamashoy, aser v'ein loikinov. So what'll be example of tamoy v'loy mamashoy? Just one simple example. If you took meat and you cooked it with milk, let's say. You took meat or you cooked it with non-kosher meat with your chicken soup. It cooked there for a few hours and then you took the meat out. So right now we assume that there's no mamashoy, But being that it cooked there for a few hours, it's going to be tamer. What's Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rashi says in Masechta Chulin Daf Tzadik Ches that if Rabbi Yochanan says ain loikin olav, you know what that means? It means it's not asim midei raisa. Because if it would be asim midei raisa, then the halacha would be you would get malchus. Why shouldn't you get malchus if you have treif inside this chicken soup? If you have nevela inside this soup, then lechayrut should be aser v'leikinav. You get malchus for leisav ashal b'di b'chalevi may. You get malchus for leisaychel kol nevela. If Rabbi Yochanan said aser v'ein leikinav zoysay meres, there's no malchus. If it's tamay umam moshe, if you have a real shtick nevela, okay, you eat nevela. As long as you ate a kizayis b'chdei achilas bras, you ate enough of a shear, you're gonna get malchus. But tamay v'loy mamoshe, that's the ikur sugi of tam ki ikur, where you don't have the mamoshe over here. All you have is the tam. Use the non-kosher pat v'chule v'chule v'chule. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Asav eilik in olive." In other words, Rashi said, "Zoysay meres." You see from here that tam ki'ikar is a din derabbanan. Frank Tosis, how could Rashi say tam ki'ikar is a din derabbanan? There's so many sugyas in Shas, but the Gemara learns tam ki'ikar from sukkim. The Gemara learns it from Mishras Anovim in the parish of Nazar. The Gemara learns it from Geulei Yovdei Kichavim, parish of Matos. The Gemara learns it from Leisav Ashav Liba Chalevimai, which it says three times in the Torah, the parish of Basav Achalav. There's mikra mole, this sukkim, it's sugyas in Mesach, there's psochim in Mesach, there's Nazim in Mesach, there's chulin right here, Mesach Tzavay Dazar. It's kama v'kama sugyas in Shas that the Gemara learns tam ki'ikar, tamoy v'loyim amosh. From Psukim. So if it's learned out from Psukim, of course it's Asa Midei Raisa. How in the world could Rashi say Tam Kikim Midrabban? I, Rabbi Yochanan, said Aser Ve'en Loikin Olam Zok Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to say a very important Chiddush, and this is Halacha L'Maisa, that when is it true that Tam Kikim is Midei Raisa? That's if the Taruvis was a Taruvis of Min B'She'enoi Minoi. Two different Minoi. So the Dover Asa and the Dover Amutter are made up of two different Minoi. If, however, it's min b'minoi, over there, tam kikar is only going to be midrabban. When Rabbi Yochanan said, tamay v'loy ma'amashay, asav ein loikin olav, he was talking about a taruvais of min b'minoi. Taruvais, min b'minoi, en achinami. Over there, tam kikar is only going to be midrabban. But don't tell me, says Rabbeinu Tam Tarash, that every tam kikar is only midrabbanan. Chas v'sholam. Tam kikar avad is midei raisa. It has to be midei raisa. And this very long tosfos throughout Shas that discuss this. But the bottom line is, when you walk away from the sugya, is with Shitas Rashi, which is also the Shitas Arama, that tam kikar is only midrabbanan. What's the raya? Rabbi Yechon's memory that we learned this morning. Tamoy v'loy mamasha, if you don't have a shtik nevela, you took out the nevela, just cook together with it, it's this blias of it. You have what's called tamoy v'loy mamasha, asur. The ain't like an olive. Ain't like an olive means that even if you eat a kizayis b'tei achilas pras, you're not going to get malchus. What do you mean? You ate a shir of a davar os. Must be. Because all you have is tam, and tam is awesome in the Rabbanan. It's not awesome in the Raisa. And connected that, you have the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which is also the shita of almost all the Rishonim, that is that tam ke'ikar is going to be midei Raisa. I, Rabbi Yochanan, must be, says Rabbeinu Tam. Other Rishonim answer this kasha differently. Tais himself brings three terutzim. But must be, says Rabbeinu Tam, there's a chilik between min b'minoi and min b'she'enoi minoi. When it's a min b'she'enoi minoi, over there you have a tam kikar midei rais. If, however, you have a min b'minoi, it's over there the Rabbi Yochanan said, asavein, loikin olav, it's going to be tam kikar midei rabbanan. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is right at the beginning of Hilchas Taruvos. Hilchas Taruvos starts Yerideya Simen Tzadik Ches. And it's Yerideya Simen Tzadik Ches Siv Kotten Bey. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in this area, min b'minoi, if you have a taruvos, min b'minoi, v'nishpach, and then the taruvos fell, so you have a pot of soup, you know that there was a davar aser inside the soup. It was min b'minoi, and now it was nishbach. Be'inyin, she'en yuchaylum lamed all of the shari. There's no way to be mishayer now. Was there shishim of heter keneged the iser? Was there no shishim of this heter keneged the iser? Im loy dasha haya rubai heter, if you know that it was a roiv heter, mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. The im loy noy dasha haya rubai heter aser. So if you know for sure there was a roiv heter keneged the iser, and you have a suffix now, whether there's shishim or there's not shishim, says the mechaber, im nisarev min b'minoi, if the taruvis was min b'minoi, and now you don't know, mutter. As long as you know it's roiv, it's going to be okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, the avil im nisarev b'she'enoi minoi, if however the taruvis was b'she'enoi minoi, v'nishbach, and now it's spilled, again, same mitzia, she'en yuchaylum lamadol l'sharoi, afilu noida shahaya rubai heter, even if you know for sure there was roiv heter, aser, the halach is, it's going to be aser. So if it's a taruvis min b'minoi, nishbach, you have no way of knowing now whether the shishim, if you know this roiv, even though you have a suffix if the shishim, it's mut. If it was a taruvis of min b'she'enoi minoi, again, you know this roiv heter, but you have a suffix whether it was shishim, and now that it's nishbach, there's no way to figure it out. The halacha is, in that case, it's going to be aser. What's the beer? Says the shach, and the goyin, and all the poiskim. The beer and the mechaber is very simple. The mechaber paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The mechaber paskin like Rav Rishon. That Tam kikr is dayraisa, but only if it's min b'she'eino minoy. If it's min b'minoy, then it's gonna be the rabban. So if you have a taruvos of a min b'she'eino minoy, and you have a sofik whether there's shishim or not, even if you know this roiv, you have a sofik dayraisa. Because on the tzad there's no shishim, this tam. Tam ke'ikr midayraisa b'min b'she'eino minoy. Sofik dayraisa, there's no way to eat this taruvos. If it's a taruvos, however, min b'minoy, and you know this roiv, the sofik is whether you have shishim. Min b'minoy, midayraisa, tam is not ke'ikr. I mean that tam is not ke'ikr midayraisa, all you need is roiv. You have roiv over here. The sofik is shishim. Oh, it's a sofik d'rabbana. Sofik d'rabbana l'kula. In other words, the mechaber is passing the rabbeinu tam. Sofik d'rabbana u'le'inyan as it relates to defining min b'minoy. So how do you define min b'minoy? Zok d'ramo, azlina basa shma. We look at the two minin and we ask ourselves, do they have the same name? Are they referred to as the same thing or not? Im hu shaveh? If the two names, the name of the davar are asr and the name of the davar mutter is shaveh, habi min b'minoy. Avaloy azlina basa taima, says Rama. We don't taste it. We don't care about how it tastes. Im hu shaveh olay. So how do you define mim b'mina, mim b'she'eino mina? Says the Rama right here in Hilchas Taruvos Simen Tzadik Chesiv Katan Beis. As it relates to this shaila, is this taruvos a tam keikud dayraisa or a tam keikud rabbanan? Zil bas shma. You don't go bas the time. Zok to goyin abir agro and zok to shach siv katan vav. What's the makar to this Rama? It's avay dezar. It's not today's daf. It's yesterday's daf. Avay dezar dach samichot machlik zavay v'rav. And we always pass him like rav except for six times yal kiga. And this is not one of the yal kigans. This is not a case where we pass like rav. We pass like rav. Rav said zil basar shma, not zil basar taima. And it's based on that the Rama right here in Hilchas Taruvos when they're stelling the yisoidis of how a taruvos works says the Rama zil basar shma, but you don't go bas. Freak the shach, no rois neflesi. This Rama is tzorichi and gadol. At first glance, it seems so obvious. Pasuk like Rava, not like Abaya. But zok the shach. If you think about it a little bit deeper, it's tzorichi and gadol. It's so tzorichi that the shach at the end, spoiler, is going to argue with Rama. He says it can't be this Rama. It's true. It's not possible. He says why? What's the chilik between a taruvis min b'minoy, a taruvis min b'she'eino minoy? That Rabbeinu Tam said that if it's a taruvis min b'minoy, tam kik is only midrabon. If it's taruvis min b'she'eino minoy, tam kik is midei raisa. Says the shach, the svar is pashet. Tam ki'ikr is midei raisa, where you can actually taste the davar asa. Taruva is min b'she'eino minoy, being that there are two different minim, so the davar asa is actually contributing tam. I mean that it's contributing tam, and you could taste it. Over there, the halacha is that tam kik is dayraisa. Some rishonim explain it, that when you can taste the tam, it comes out that the davar amiyat is nikkar, and whenever a davar amiyat is nikkar, you don't go basar roiv. When do you say roiv? Roiv is when you can't see it, you can't find the amiyat. I found it, it's right here. I can't touch it, but I taste it. And because I taste the davar amiyat, mayav then knocks out the whole roiv. This is roiv 101. You don't say roiv where it's nikkud amir. But what's the lunder zon design? But one thing is clear, says the shach. At the end of the day, the reason there's a chilik between a taruvos of a min b'minoy and min b'she'eino minoy is because by a min b'she'eino minoy, the davar asa is actually contributing time. You can taste the davar asa. A taruvos min b'minoy, being that the davar asa tastes the same as a davar. When you taste it, you don't taste davar asa. It tasted the same before the davar asa went into the taruvos. That means it's poshut that the chilik between the taruvos min b'minoy and min b'she'eino minoy has to be because min b'she'eino minoy, they taste different. Thus, you taste the davar aser. Min b'minoy, they taste the same. And because they taste the same, it's for that reason you don't taste the davar aser. Thus, it's going to be mutter. But says the shach, that's all true if you zil basa taima. But if you zil basa shma, that means it comes out. You can have two things that taste the same, that have different names. Taina is the Rama. And the taruvas, you're going to look at it now as a min b'she'eino minoy. Why should it be a min b'she'eino minoy? I don't taste the davar aser. They taste the same. Oh, it's a min b'she'eino minoy because this one's called azoy and that one's cool. Who cares what it's called? At the end of the day, zil basar taima, pun intended. It has to be zil basar taima because that's the whole svara of the chilik between mim b'minoy and mim b'she'eino minoy. So zok the shach, it has to be that as it relates to tam kikud dayraisa the rabban, which Rabbeinu Tam, again, I'm repeating it again and again and again because these are mamish to you say this, that tam kikud is midayraisa where it's mim b'she'eino minoy. It's rabbanu where it's mim b'minoy. It has to be because where it's mim b'she'eino minoy, you taste the davar asa. But that's only true if it's two minim in tam. But if they taste the same and they're different minim because they have different names, at the end of the day, there's no svara for there to be a tam kikud dayraisa. I ruffle. I mean, isn't that Shitas Rava. Rava said Zilbas Hashma. Abaye said Zilbas Hatayim, and not Zilbas Hashma. And Luchayu the Ramaz Gerecht. Whenever there's Machleik is Abaye and Rava, we always paskin like Rava. We never paskin like Abaye. So the Shach, what was Abaye and Rava discussing? They weren't discussing Rabbi Yochanan's memory of Tam Keker. They weren't discussing all the brises that talk about Tam Keker and Shas. They were discussing our Mishnah. They were discussing the Sechtes of Avodah Zarah, which discusses a whole new halacha. Yayin Nesach is Oyser B'Masho. Forget about Nois and Tam. A Chumra. That Yayin Nesach is Oyser B'Masho. But only if it's Min B'Minoi. And that was the Shaila. How do you define Min B'Minoi as it relates to this Chumra in Yayin Nesach, that it's Oyser B'Masho? So many Chumras in the Sugis of Yayin Nesach. One of them is that it's Oyser B'Masho. But only if it's Min B'Minoi. How do you define it? Abaye said that just like throughout Taruvos, the definition of Min B'Minoi, Min B'Shein B'Minoi is Zil Basar Taima, as it relates to this halacha, Min B'Minoi, B'Yayin Nesach, it's also Zil Basar Taima. Rava said, no, over here it's different. In Gantz Hilchas Taruvos, the way you look at a Min B'Minoi, Min B'Shein B'Minoi is Basar Taima. As it relates to this halacha of Yayin Nesach, it's not Zil Basar Taima. Over here it's going to be Zil Basar Shema. Meaning, if the Yayin has the same name as the thing it fell into, there it's going to be the halacha min b'mina b'mashu. It's a specific machloikis as it relates to the halachas of Yayin Nesach. But in terms of the big, broad picture of Tam Ke'ikar, with the very yisoidi chilek that the Mechaber Shtal Zavek right in the beginning of Hilchot Zimin Tzadik Ches, that you have to take with you throughout the sugyas of Taruvos, this nafkamina between Min B'mina and Min B'shein Amina, that one is the Reis and one is the Rabbana, and the Sotnish kain shum shaychis with the Machlekes of Abaye v'Rava in Abaye Dazar Daf Samach Vav. They were discussing Min B'mina and Min B'shein Amina as it relates to Yayin Nesach, that's Oysa Damashu. But as it relates to Tam Ke'ikar, the Reis and the Rabbana, there everybody's good. Agrees Zil Basar Taima, and the Shach comes out and he argues with the Ramah. He says, I'm not masking to Ramah's Psach. Rava's Shita is not going to be a Tzushta. The Neid of Yehuda, in a beautiful tshuva, it's an Erech Chaim, Tinyana, it's Simin Samach Vav. The Shoyel in the tshuva of the Neid of Yehuda, it's actually an Inyana the Yom Yedig Tshuva, he talks about Yain Sarif on Pesach, but the Inkam and Koimai, the Shoyel asked the Neid of Yehuda a steer in the Shach. A stira from this shach that we just learned to a shach in Simin Kuf Yud Ches, the context of which is Cholov Akum. So the Mechaber over there is discussing that if somebody wants to give a goy, a pekodin, either for a zman muet or for a longer period of time, so we learned the sugis together, Masach Tzavay Dezara, you can't just give him your wine to watch because you're concerned. Number one, maybe he'll be Menasach Tzavay Dezara, maybe he'll swap it with non-kosher wine. So you have to make a chaysim. And sometimes one chaysim is enough, one seal is enough, and sometimes you have to have two chaysamais. So the Mechaber goes through what requires two chaysamais and what one chaysam is going to be enough for. One of the things the Mechaber says one chaysam is enough for is chalav. So if you give a guy chalav Yisrael to watch for you, so you have to make a chaysam because you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to take some or he's going to swap it out or at the very least drink a little bit and then be ma'ariv a little bit of chalav tameh. So if your chalav Yisrael suddenly now becomes a safik chalav akum, so you have to protect it. The way you protect your chalav Yisrael is by putting a chaysam. But for chalav, one chaysam is going to be enough, says the Shach. Why is it that one chaysam is enough? So he says, very, very simple. Because what are you worried about? You worry that maybe the guy is going to swap out the chalav, he's going to be thirsty, he's going to need milk for coffee, so he's going to take your milk, and then he's going to replace it with his milk. And his milk that he's going to replace it with will be non-kosher milk. Tainas the Shach, non-kosher milk, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hei Yomid Beis doesn't look the same as kosher milk. One is green, one is white, right? Remember the Gemara? I mean that they don't look the same, so it's not a chash. You'll be able to look at it, you'll know exactly what's going on. So it's a concern that will be very noticeable to the Bailim. As a result, it's Nishtazah Grace Achash. So being that you anyways can now make one chaysim, with one chaysim you can already rely. So I know what maybe you're worried about. But maybe you're worried that not the guy is going to take all the milk. He's just going to take a little bit of milk. And then he's going to be ma'ariv a little bit of chalav tameh. Now a little bit of chalav tameh won't be nicker. So if the little bit of chalav tameh is not going to be nicker, so that's already an issue. And if that's an issue, now you have a problem. But Zok Deshach, that's not such an issue either. You know why? Because if you're only worried about a davar mu'it, so it's going to come out that roiv of your chalav is mutter. It's only a mi'it of your chalav is asa. This is a taruvus of Issa v'heter. It's a taruvus, says the Shach, of min b'minoi. The reason it's a taruvus of min b'minoi is because one is milk and the other one is milk. They're both milk. A taruva is min b'minay midday raisa yugro basarayf. It's only midrabbana that you need shishim. That's taruvas 101. That's the halacha that we just spoke at. So vayti, you're only worried about a darabbana. Ah, you're worried about a darabbana, chayisim mechaz is going to be enough. So zok tishach, you want to know why Chalav Yisrael is a little kuladig when it comes to the chayisim that you have to make sure you have before you give it to a guy? Because what do you worry? You're worried that he's going to swap out the milk, you'll notice it. Okay, maybe you won't notice it. Put one chayisim, that's enough. You worry that maybe he won't swap out the milk completely. He'll just take a little bit, and then it'll be a ma'ar of a little bit of chalav, to the point that it's not nicker. You won't notice it. It's only not going to be nicker if it's a miut. Avivite, it's a miut. You have bittul b'rayv. And being that it's min b'mino, because they're both chalav, so it's bittul midai raisa, even though tam ke'ikr, because maybe there's no shishim, but tam ke'ikr by min b'mino is only the rabbanon. So you're worried about it, the rabbanon. For the rabbanon, chayisim echarazah. For the raisas, you need two chayisamas. But for the rabbanon, all you need is one chayisam. So to show you last the night of Yehuda, he said, I say, Bishloim alay the Rama, that the way you define mimba mina, mimba she'eno mina, as it relates to tamke ekadei raisa the Rabbanon, is zil basa shema. So it's very good. One is milk and the other one is milk. You have milk of a kosher animal, milk of a non-kosher animal, but if you stop somebody in a supermarket, you ask, what's this called? You say, milk. What's this called? Milk. Ah, this is camel's milk, this is horse's milk, this is pig's milk, this is cow's milk, but it's all milk. So zil basa shema, it's mimba mina. If it's mimba mina, it's batel b'roi midei raisa. The whole time ke'ik is meni tachshash the Rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me, the shach l'shitasa, who said that the only time Yizil Basar Shema was Rav Ashita as it relates to Yayin Nesach, as it relates to the Chumrah of Yayin Nesach, as Laisa B'mashu. But Abad, when it comes to whether the Tam Kik is the Raisa or Tam Kik is the Rabbanan, over there you can't go Basar Shema. But there you have to go Basar Taima. So the Shoyl said that if you ask the same man in the super, do all milks taste? Of course not. A pig's milk tastes one way. Cow's milk tastes another way, a horse's milk taste, they all taste different. So if they all taste different, it doesn't have the same time. So it's not min b'minoi. It's min b'sheinoi minoi. If it's min b'sheinoi minoi, tam kikr is midday raisa. So now it's a suffix day raisa. You should eat two chaisons. So the shayl asked the night of Yehuda, how could the shach l'shitasoi say that the reason chalav requires only chaisam echad is because even if you worry that there's a miut of chalav tameh, it's going to be a taruvois midrabanon because it's min b'minoi. Because and midrais is part of roiv tamkik is only midrabanon. It's only min b'minoi if you zil basa shma. This is chalav and that's chalav. But if you zil basa time, it's min b'sheinai minoi. And the shach argued with the Rama. It's true. I'll leave it the Rama. It's very good. Oh, but the shach alei. How could the shach say that? It's a long, huge, monster shach in Simit Tzadik Ches where he's nukkel alocha the way karama. So how in the world the shach l'shitasa? That's what he asked the Neid Bihud. So the shayel told him, Yehuda, he was thinking, maybe you have to say that the only time two things that taste differently are considered min b'she'enay minay is if they taste very different. But let's say they taste only a little different, a shtickle different, but yeah, pretty much taste the same. Maybe that's going to be considered min b'minay. Meaning, enechanami, the shach didn't mean when he said the two cholovs are min b'minay because zil basa shema. The shach l'shitasi holds yizil basa taima when it comes to min b'minay, min b'she'enay minay with regards to the yisoidus of taroivs. What he meant was that they taste a shtickle the same. And that's enough for it to be considered min b'minay. That's what the shoyl told the Noi de B'Yehuda. The Noi de B'Yehuda says, u'masharotza l'taritz, she'ena mishuna rak ma'at b'taham. It only tastes a little different. Lo yadati hefrish, the Noi de B'Yehuda says, bein ma'at, bein rav. I don't know the difference is between a little and a lot. Kiven de yov taima, as long as it's no same time, you taste it. If you taste it, that was the whole svar of the shach. Amrinan tam ke'ikr. And Moshe yoimar, she'en by koyach litein tam miroiv miyutoi, avu mi higid loizeh. Bottom line is, ani meshiv ula yadu amnam kol elu divri nevias. That's what he tells me. He says, listen, I hear what you're saying. I could maybe work with such a svara, but at the end of the day, I don't know who told this to you. It's a very big chiddish, and to me, I think it's divri nevias. And then he writes that he felt, afal pikein asa Sati Libi, the Divrei Malasa. I figured, let me look into it a little bit. Umatzasin Eliyahu says, Shekivin Ladasarav Pritaya. He found that the Pritaya said the same thing. The Chol Sheshava Bishma. Says, even though I found you a mechavin to the Britayah, but I think you're both saying chedushim. At the end of the day, Yehuda says, I'm not really sure what the beer is. So what's pshat in this halacha then? So we have a geshmak akash on the shach, but aliba the shach. In the shach's world, that when it comes to defining mim b'mina, mim b'she'ene mina, with regards to whether this taruvus is a deraisa digedin tam ke'ikar or derabonah digedin tam ke'ikar, yizil basa taima, Nadzil Basar Shema. So it's a real chash over here. How are you allowed to give Cholov to a guy? B'choysam Echad. Why aren't you worried that it was Ma'ariv, a little bit of Cholov Tomei? A little bit that you wouldn't be able to notice. But at the same time, being that the two Cholovs taste different, so you have over here a real problem of a Dairaisa. You don't say that this right, because Tam Ke'ikar, where the two things taste differently, are Asam Dairaisa. So L'chur, you should need two Chaysamas. One Chaysam shouldn't be enough. That's the Kasha, essentially. Zoktanei B'Yehuda, a Svar Nefla. He wants to say, what's the Makar Tam Ke'ikar? How do you know that Tam is Ke'ikar? Midairaisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, where it's Mim B'Shenei Minoy. So the Gemara brings a few Limudim. Gulei Nachrim. Mishras Anovim, the Lacha of Nazir, Basav Acholov, says the Neidah Behuda, you know what all these Mekoyres have in common? They're all Parshiyos that deal with Macholos Asuros that if you would eat, you would get Malkus. Says the Neidah Behuda, what happens if somebody eats Trefa milk? Cholov Tameh, real Cholov Tameh, Lo Yaleinu. You get Malkus or you don't get Malkus. I'm a first Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, Perikim Alacha Vav. Afa Pisha Cholov Eimet Tmeya, Ubeitzei Oif. Tomei, asur min ha-toyra, what we need is cholov. Even though cholov of a behemet meyo is asur min ha-toyra, ain't loikim aleh. You don't get malchus if you drink it. Shenemar mbipsorim loy teichelu, al ha-basar hu loike, ve'ein loike al ha-beitz of al ha-cholov. It's a mefurish in Ram that you don't get malchus if you eat cholov tomei. Says in Ayd Yehuda, chidish noira. He says that it could be that being that the whole makar to tam ke'ikar is from a parish of macholos asuris that you get malchus, maybe the only time you say tam ke'ikar midai raisa is if it's a macholos asuris that it's awesome day raisa. But if it's a macholos asuritz, that's not awesome day raisa. Meaning, or even if it's awesome day raisa, but there's no malchus, that's the punchline. It has to be a macholos asuritz with his malchus. But if it's a macholos asuritz with his no malchus, such as cholov tameh, over there you're not going to say tam ke'ikar. So you want to know, says the Neid Behuda, why the mechaber held that a choysam echad is enough for cholov, because you're worried about they're going to swap out the cholov, you'll notice it. Elamai, you're worried about the miut. The miut is no tam ke'ikar day raisa. Why not? If you're go basa shmo like the Ramah, there's no tam kikid raisa because it's mimimina. And mimimina, imidei raisa is batal b'roim. Even Rabbeinu Tam, who holds tam kikid day raisa, acknowledged that mimimina it's going to be the Rabbanah. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Tzadik Ches. And being that if you go basa shmo like the Ramah paskin, like Rav and Abay Dazar, Daf Samachvav, so it's going to come out, it's a taruvas mimimina, midei raisa, you go basa roiv, it's only mid the Rabbanah. You have to be concerned that maybe there's a shishim. That's your chash, that's a chash the Rabbanah. But even if you hold like the Shach, says the Neid Behuda, the Shach who holds that you don't go basa shmo, you go basa taima. So you're going to tell me it's a real concern. Maybe there's a taroivis over here of cholov tame. And if there's a taroivis over here of cholov tame, that tastes different than the kosher cholov. It's a taruvas min b'she'enay min, a sofik if you have shishim. So l'chura over here, it should be a real issa dayraisa. The teretz is, what's the makar, the tam kicker is dayraisa. It's learned out from Mishras Hanovim by Nazir, from the parish of Basav Chalav, the parish of Gulei Midyan. These are all parishes that deal with macholos asuris that are awesome, dayraisa v'loikinov. Cholov Tomei, being that you don't get Malkus, you anyway is not going to have a Tam Ke'ikar Dairaisa. This sugya, this second part of Reid that we spoke about, obviously has implications to the sugyas of Cholov Yisrael, but the Inkam Kaim Elaharach.